This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Joe Dredd from West Seattle is. Joe Dredd, are you there?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Joe. I am Taryn, your host.
Well, hold on. Let me throw something out of it. I hear you guys are looking for a grand marshal, and I thought about offering my assistance of showing up dressed as Gene Simmons to do this. But I started thinking, I mean, this will be a lot of fun, but my band Almost Human is performing that same night in Kirkland at the Lime. So I'm kind of booked up already, but I want to invite all your listeners to come out to our show. It's no cover charge. Almost Human live at the Lime in Kirkland. Come on out.
I am so proud of you. You are truly embodying the Gene Simmons promotional
yes.
nature. Because I was about to say, if we just had you dressed up as Gene Simmons on like the flatbed float thing, just pretend, with the bass sticking your tongue out, even though there's no bass sounds coming out of the guitar, I think that would be like the funniest visual, that Gene Simmons just up on the flatbed with us. But I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, and I do have the battle axe bass, so it would work.
Well, I mean, if you got a few extra couple minutes, come on up to Stanwood.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, get to the chopper.
Also, did you listen to the cheat sheet?
Oh, yeah, Joe, were you tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, I was not, so it's a fair game.
It sure is. For those playing at home, Joe Dredd will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I want to dedicate my win to our friend Sarah. May she rest in peace.
Oh, thank you, Joe. What car manufacturer makes the Tundra?
A Toyota.
Correct. What was the first Pixar movie?
The first Pixar was that Toy Story?
It sure was. What color is a kumquat?
It's orange.
It is. Which spacecraft was the first to bring astronauts to the moon?
Apollo 11.
Correct. Jack Napier is better known as which DC Comics supervillain?
That'd be the Joker.
It sure is. Auction Web was the original name for what company?
eBay.
Correct. Which Seattle singer was born Christopher John Boyle?
Christopher John Boyle. It's not Chris Cornell.
It certainly is. Oh. A Bee's Knees is a Prohibition-era cocktail featuring which alcohol?
Pass.
At the start of the universe, which element was the first to form?
The sun?
No.
What element? No, pass.
Which country has the largest chicken population globally?
That'd be the U.S.
No.
Brazil?
No.
Ah, well, I got nothing.
Joe, you got 7 correct.
You didn't get nothing. That's you got 7.
Solid. That's very solid, and you didn't even need that cheat sheet to achieve that number, so congratulations.
Oh, so I got those 3 that were on the cheat sheet?
You did!
Ah!
Look at you.
Let's see if Steve Miggs can do the same.
Yeah, suck it, Steve.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize we wanted the worst. We got the worst. It's Joe Dredd.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What car manufacturer makes the Tundra?
Toyota.
Correct. What was the first Pixar movie?
Toy Story.
It was. Which spacecraft was the first to bring astronauts to the moon?
Is that Apollo 11?
It is. What color is a kumquat?
Wow.
Pass.
Jack Napier.
Are we red?
No.
Pink?
No.
Yellow?
No. Oh, Jack Napier is better known as which DC Comics supervillain?
Oh, is that Doc Ock?
No.
Lex Luthor?
No.
The Riddler?
No. Auction Web was the original name for what company?
eBay.
Correct. Which Seattle singer was born Christopher John Boyle?
Chris Cornell.
Correct. A Bee's Knees is a Prohibition-era cocktail featuring what alcohol?
Moonshine?
No.
Vodka?
No.
Tequila?
No. At the start of the universe, which element was the first to form?
Matter?
No.
Dirt?
No.
Water?
No. Which country has the largest chicken population?
Stanwood.
No.
At Taryn Daly.
At my house, yes. Steve, you got 5 correct.
That's not
which
good.
Is a loss.
Oh.
7-5. Steve. Congratulations, Joe Dredd.
Thank you. That goes out to Sarah. We miss you.
Oh, we sure do.
We sure do. Thank you, brother.
One that Joe knew that was on the cheat sheet, but he wasn't even listening to it. Jack Napier is the Joker.
The Joker.
A kumquat is orange. A Bee's Knees features gin.
You know, to be honest, all these years I've heard, like, this is the Bee's Knees. I never even bothered to ever look up what the hell that even means.
They're delicious.
Okay.
Gin, lemon juice, a little honey. Mm-mm. At the start of the universe, the element that was the first to form was hydrogen, and the country with the largest chicken population is China.
I should have just guessed that.
This Saturday, we are going to the land of chickens, Stanwood. We're going to be at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon at 11 o'clock doing Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade, Steve.
And we twisted the men's room's arms, and they're going to do it with us as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I know Miles the Thrill and Mike and the group and Ted, they're all fired up to be there.
Oh, yeah. And part of the deal with the city is that they want us to let all the businesses in the area know that we're going to be shutting down the streets and doing this silly little parade. So we're going to get to know another great business from my hometown after Audioslave.
The Daily Mix Show.
Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. The men's room are all hyped up. They're excited to join us for it. And it's happening Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
So come hang and drink with us and just say, you know, it's just really just going to be just a fun way to meet some people in Stanwood and check out your hometown.
Absolutely. And part of the deal, though, is going door to door to the neighboring businesses to give them the heads up that we're going to be closing down a street for this for
crazy.
A short window of time.
The city of Stanwood is being very responsible. They're like, well, we'll shut down the street for you guys. That way everyone's safe and everything's cool, which is awesome of them. But you need to let the businesses know.
So today, we're going to play back some of my chat with Dan from Designs Northwest.
Now, what is Designs Northwest?
Designs Northwest, they're architects, and their website just has me dreaming of a home that I'll never be able to afford, probably. They're amazing.
Okay.
All right, I'm making the rounds through Stanwood, chatting with some of the awesome businesses that are going to be near where we are throwing Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade. And I have Dan Nelson here that I'm chatting with right now. Dan, tell everybody what it is that you do here.
Well, I am an architect, and I have been an architect in Stanwood, Kamehameha, for over 30 years. It's been a great career. It's a great community.
Absolutely.
To be a part of.
All right. I'm looking at their website. Danny, these houses are insane.
Are they?
They are. If you're a fan of like the modern style, like this looks like it would be out of like MTV. I'm dating myself. Out of MTV Cribs or like out of an HGTV type show.
I have $5. How much do you think it'll get me?
No, I'll split it with you, Danny.
Check my wallet.
Cool.
I got 10. I got $20.
$25. Let's go. Yeah. I'm in.
Dream house. Here we come.
Let's hit Dan up. I'm sure he'll cut us a deal.
Yeah.
You're saying nice things about his stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I was looking at your website and you have just absolutely amazing homes that you have designed that are in a different tax bracket than probably I will ever belong to.
What are you saying? We have $25.
Waterfront?
We're the tax bracket.
Yeah, waterfront is not my tax bracket. When you're not designing
beautiful homes. Yeah. What are the things you like to do for fun around Stanwood?
Do a lot of outdoor things, do a lot of hiking, and then I do a lot of drawing and painting. I do a lot of watercolors.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Bob
yeah.
Ross doesn't have anything on that. He literally had his art hanging. It was gorgeous. This guy knows what he's doing.
If his houses look that good, I'd imagine everything else that he does looks pretty good,
yes.
too.
I'm so excited to get a chat with you, and I'm really excited about our goofy little parade that we're going to be doing back here. And maybe we'll see you on Saturday the 15th.
Yes, tell me real quick. How did you come up with the idea for the parade?
We learned about a parade that takes place in Arkansas, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, called the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
One block.
It's 98 feet is how long their parade is. And so we kind of thought, well, that's so ridiculous. Why don't we try to do one in this neck of the woods?
Yeah.
And we nominated Stanwood pretty much because it's my hometown and I'm a little small town girl. So we're going to bring the whole radio crew up here and have a good time on Saturday, March 15th.
Okay.
Time
does it start?
Starts at 11 o'clock. It'll probably be over at 11:07.
It's like 98 feet. I've built walk-in closets that are bigger than that.
Right? Well, the Seahawks have a new quarterback as they signed Sam Darnold to a 3-year, $100.5 million deal. And many are arguing online about whether or not he's going to be the answer to our problems.
I know. We thought it was bad with Geno, people arguing over if he's the guy or not. But we've just moved on to someone else that people don't believe is the guy.
But, Migs, there are some posts out there about something very random. Sam Darnold's mustache. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks found their guy in Sam Darnold. He's been signed to a 3-year, $100.5 million deal after trading Geno Smith to Las Vegas.
And good news for Seahawks fans. If you have a DK Metcalf jersey, you'll probably have to change the nameplate from Metcalf to Darnold.
Number 14.
Yeah, if he's sticking with that number.
So many people are obviously arguing on whether or not this is a good move for a quarterback, but we also came across a couple of posts about something a little more random than that, and that would be Sam Darnold's mustache. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, I just started seeing people commenting on his mustache. If you look at his picture, the mustache is kind of just sticking out there, but that's what mustaches do.
It looks pretty mustachey to me.
So we found some of these comments and we figured who better to read them than a man who was known for his awesome facial hair. May he rest in peace, the late, great Bob Ross.
Oh.
Because who better to read these than a very calm individual by the name of Bob Ross with his happy little squirrels and his happy little accidents. All right, are you ready for the first comment? As read to us by Robot Bob Ross.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Sam Darnold's mustache looks like it moonlights as a high school gym teacher who's one bad day away from snapping.
I guess, you know, if it stops people complaining about him being the quarterback, at least it's diverting us to talk about something other than his play.
Rechannel that energy.
Right.
The Seahawks just paid $100,500,000 for a QB who sees ghosts and has the dorkiest mustache ever. Just because you can grow doesn't mean you should.
Let the man rock the stash.
Danny Manta had brought up a good point, like while we were just BSing during the commercials. He's like, well, what was the better choice at this point? Like, I mean, who else is out there? It's not like they're going to get Josh Allen.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the other options would have been like Justin Fields, who got $40 million. I don't know if that's what they wanted to spend on a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
No, thank you.
Russell Wilson.
No,
I mean, Kirk Cousins, maybe.
Slim Pickens out there, Steve.
I mean, they got the best of the pick of the litter. Not to say that the litter's good, but they got the pick of the litter.
The litter box.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Look, for $55 million guaranteed, the Hawks better tell Sam that the stupid mustache needs to f***ing go.
Oh, I'm pretty sure John Schneider told him.
I love that anyone is even concerned about this at all.
The funny part is, I went and looked online because I'm like, how bad is this mustache? I've only seen it with the helmet on. When he takes the helmet off, he's also got a beard.
Yeah.
Granted, it's not a very full, it's not like, it looks like he's still waiting to get through puberty.
It's a little patchy.
But that's okay.
Yeah, he's trying.
That mustache looks like it should be holding a PBR and complaining that Nirvana wasn't even that good.
People driving a field day on this poor man's mustache.
I mean, I think it's a fine mustache.
You got to think that right now the pressure on John Schneider, the GM, has got to be through the roof. I mean, you just didn't spend a lot on Sam Darnold, but you got rid of Geno Smith, who was doing fine. I mean, I can understand he's getting older. He wanted a lot of money. But then you also got rid of the star wide receiver of the team in DK Metcalf. So now, I think, I mean, unless you have a better record than 10 wins, people are going to see this as a massive failure, and I got to imagine he's going to be on the hot seat for this.
Do or die.
Darnold's mustache looks like it's halfway between growing out and giving up, just like him during the playoffs.
Oh.
Hashtag too soon.
Man, these people are just savages.
That was cut deep.
All right, one more. Again, we're losing our minds over a guy who went 14-3 last season, which I think is the funny part. Granted, on a very good team with a very good set of receivers and an awesome offensive line, but he still led the Vikings to a 14-3 season.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, our quarterback looks like ginger porn star.
Okay, well, that now got me sold.
Those are the thumbnails you click on, right, Steve?
Well, I mean, it's also rude. I think our original ginger porn star for the Seahawks is the man, the myth, the legend, punter John Ryan. Yeah.
Of course. Danny and I, we are both very anti-pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, we are.
But what about other fruit? We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know that for many of you, you are just waking up. Maybe you're moving slow, maybe you're moving fast. But the bottom line is, pop culture is out of control at the moment. And we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A member of a very well-known band is asking his fans to pay him so that they could work for him. We're going to tell you who is doing that in just a minute. But first, there is a place in Australia getting a bunch of press for a new offering on their menu, which is orange slices on pizza. They are called Bubba's Pizza, and they're offering a ham and orange pizza, basically a Hawaiian.
But this without pineapple.
Yes, with a different fruit altogether. So this is from their Instagram video about this unique pie.
Hey, Damien, what's your most controversial opinion on pizza?
Fruit. Hot fruit. Any hot fruit will work on pizza. Pineapple, apple, pear. Any hot fruit works on pizza. I don't care where you come from. We love hot fruit here. Even orange.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I have had both pear and apple.
Good.
On pizza. Great.
Yes.
I'm a little worried about orange.
So you like pear. You like apple. Were they warm?
Yes, of course.
So then what's your issue with pineapple?
I just don't like pineapple texturally. I really don't like it.
Mm. Even just in general? Like
in
just like
general,
hanging out, like just enjoying a pineapple in Hawaii?
Absolutely. I tried it the last time I was there. And even when I went to Costa Rica, I was like, I'm going to give it another try. And I don't like the texture of pineapple.
Well, okay, because some people I know like pineapples, but then don't like pineapple on pizza. I'm like, that just seems silly to me. Although I don't like it. I'm fine with it when it's warm. But I think it's better when it's still a little more like not cooked into the pizza, so it has a little bit more of a crunch to it.
I don't mind the juice. I don't mind it being blended into a smoothie, but keep that off my pizza.
So would you try the orange one?
I mean, I'll try anything once, sure.
That's right, like a true Coug would say.
But I'm a little troubled. I don't know how I feel about citrus fruit on a pizza. But, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
Danny's definitely our resident pizza freak. I think all of us are pizza freaks. I mean, that's like saying something. That's not much of a hot take. We all like pizza.
Yeah, of course.
But you are very into pizza. Would you try this?
I'm with Taryn. I'll try it once, especially because it is my favorite fruit, orange. But, like, you know, I mean, and yes, because of the color. But, no, I mean, I would try it, but I'm not going to guarantee that I like it. And also, no, pizza does not belong, or pineapple does not belong. Wow.
So you can't even say it because you know you're wrong.
No, I can't even say it because it is such a bad thing coming out of my mouth.
It's like, bleh.
It's not the first time he said.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
No, are we talking big oranges or satsumas? What? The little oranges.
Oh. What about a Tangelo? Would you mess with that?
Who the hell is Tangelo?
Tangerine, orange, like a mobster. Combo. I don't know.
All right, let's talk about this band that's offering an opportunity. Well, it's an artist that's offering an opportunity for his fans to work for him, but they have to pay to work for him. I think you can put two and two together and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, of course he's doing this. Gene Simmons. Oh, he's offering his fans a chance to experience life on tour with what he's calling the ultimate Gene Simmons experience, where it's a little bit different than the girlfriend experience from what I hear, but maybe I'm wrong. Where one fan can assist with stage setup, enjoy backstage access, also have a meal with them. And so how much would that cost? $12,495. Plus, you also have to buy a ticket to the show.
You know what? More power to him. He is a great businessman. Obviously, everything he's done up to this point has worked. So how could this not go well for him?
So he's going to be at the Muckle Street Casino, so I'm going to start an OnlyFans page so I can, you know, afford this. But April 8th, he's at the Muckle Street Casino. Here's the crazy part. That's a Tuesday. My buddies were all hitting me up like, are you going to go? I'm like, if it was Paul Stanley, yes. But I'm not going to see Gene Simmons on a Tuesday night. If it was a Friday, probably. Here's the funny part. So the Muckle Street has different spots where they have entertainment, right? So they have Gene Simmons playing in the main room, but they have another venue the same night. He goes on at 8. Going on at 10, I'm not kidding you, Mini Kiss.
What?
What are the odds that Mini Kiss is playing the same spot as Gene Simmons? Like, almost, and almost Mini Kiss is kind of sort of headlining.
What do you think the odds are that Mini Kiss makes a quick appearance on the stage during Gene's set?
What do you think the odds are Gene shows up during their set and serves them like lawsuit papers?
Ooh, oh my gosh, now I kind of want to go.
All right, there's one band that $12,000 is a lot of money, but if you had to pick one band that you would want to, like, you know, spend, if money's not a big object and you would be a roadie for a night, well, is it going to be Primus?
It's Primus, for sure.
With the new drummer
with
and everything.
New drummer. He followed me on Instagram, Steve. I got really excited.
You just sound like you're 14. Oh my God, really? Tell me more.
God, he totally followed me.
Sign to his DM, see what's up.
See, oh my God. I'm very excited about the new drummer. Would I pay $12,000, $13,000? No. But it would be a dream to roadie for that band, for
just
sure.
To be side stage?
Oh my gosh. I would just love that.
I mean, my first thought, of course, is Pearl Jam, but I'm trying to think of, like, if there's another band that would just be even more, like, more fun and more crazy. You know, Papa Roach would be kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
Just because of the energy. I don't know why. I think Jacoby would be a fun guy to be around. Not $12,000 fun, but, you know. What about you, Danny?
Green Day.
Okay, so I was going to go with Blink-182, but I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Honestly, probably Blink. Yeah, either one, really. They have such big, like, production shows and stuff like that. I think it would just be fun to, like, be a guitar tech.
And also, I'd like to just F with Tom DeLonge and dress like an alien and be on the side stage and be like, hey.
Hi.
Yeah, that would go well.
You never know. You never know.
He just brings you up.
Jesse Cave played Lavender Brown in Harry Potter. Danny, you're a Harry Potter guy, yeah?
Sure.
Well, she has launched her OnlyFans page.
She's not a big name then.
Her OnlyFans is not raunchy at all. It just features her hair, where she will braid, brush, and style her hair, but there's nothing explicit. She might be in her underwear for some of this, okay. But it's going to be pretty PG, I guess. Fans can subscribe for a whopping $6 a month, and you can even send requests. So I was not aware that there was hair fetish, but apparently there is.
Hey, Jesse, can you French braid your hair tomorrow while you're wearing your undies? Like that. I think that's one of, like, the harsh realities sometimes for people when they see, like, a celebrity's on OnlyFans. I've seen this happen with, like, wrestler personalities have done it, and then people get mad because they're like, dude, I subscribed and I didn't see any, you know what, skis. And I'm just like, well, there's no guarantee. Like, OnlyFans doesn't say, like, 100% of the people on this page are showing nudity.
Yeah. I mean, I guess choose your subscriptions wisely.
I'm thinking about doing a hair one as well.
Are you?
Which hair?
The one right there on my ear.
You know, I'd watch that.
For $6 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a current record of 68 wins. Ooh, 68?
No. Oh. I got a win today.
68 wins, 36 losses, and 19 ties in 2025.
You just lit a fire under my ass, Tyron Daly.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.